Good morning, this is Tip TV Finance with Top Trader. I'm joined today by Tony Cross, market analyst at Top Trader. Good morning, Tony. How
morning.
Are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Let's go through some trades and have a look at the top traders and not so top traders of last week. Starting off with gold.
Yeah, what I did here, I just had a quick look through at some of the good trades that we saw last week by the guys who have got the allocation, mm-hmm. our prop desk, and this fantastic trade on gold where someone actually managed to get out right at the top. I think they actually got in at 122.5. So, you know, actually slightly higher than that red line is there, but they managed to get right in at the top, held it for not all that long, about 12, 18 hours, and got out not far from the bottom. So I'm not sure what indicators they're using, but they, you know, fantastic call. They don't always get it right, but I just thought that was a one worth flagging. It was a very good call.
Indeed, calling the short at the very top was, yeah, fantastic, so well done. Next slide, we're looking at dollar-yen, which has been moving around quite a bit. It's an active currency pair at the moment.
We're seeing a lot of interest in it, but again, all three trades here from one of the guys with the allocation, one of our prop mm-hmm. traders, and there were other trades in there as well. He's been putting a lot of trades in. We could have a debate about whether that's an appropriate strategy or not. You know, mm-hmm. once you're in, should you keep layering them on? But let's leave that. Again, I just pulled out three of the most noticeable ones that I could see. And mm-hmm. he managed to call a short at the start of last week. Big ride down. And then two longs off the, that meaningful one on the, early hours of Feb 1st GMT. Mm-hmm. Maybe on Jan 31st up, and then he had another few goes in the interim, but again got another great one in on Friday night, you know, and doing it in sensible lot sizes, ones or in some cases fives, you know, so not we're not talking fractional lots here. He was mm-hmm. Jumping in with both feet and making some good calls and some good money off the back of it as well.
Yeah, done very well on that trade. Moving on, so good trader of last week, Amir Samir.
Yep. So he's one of our best traders. You know, mm-hmm. he's got the biggest allocation now. He's running $130,000 of our money. Mm-hmm. Just to remind how that works is if you are once you get the allocation, 25% of the profit you make is yours to keep. So to be considered for that, open an account, we're on the panel of brokers. Mm-hmm. We monitor your trades. If you're the best every fortnight, then you get the $10,000 allocation. So we've got another allocation competition ending this coming Friday. So next Monday we'll have the results of that and who our latest winner is. But yeah, so Amir again at the top of the board with some great trades. He was actually doing those dollar yen trades.
And
Malgor Zata at the not such a good week. You know how it is. Some mm-hmm. people are going to get it right. Some people are going to get it wrong. There's got to be a loser as well as a winner.
Yes,
so,
yes,
but you know, it's some great calls, especially on that dollar yen trade. I thought that's fantastic. Certainly something mm-hmm. I'm going to keep an eye on. I might try and get hold of Amir and find out what indicators he's using. So,
oh, definitely, yeah, certainly on that dollar yen and some the top three biggest allocations.
Yeah. So that's adding up. It's goes up $10,000 every fortnight. So mm-hmm. If people want more information, toptrader.com is a website to visit. And it's helping find, we hope, helping find the next generation of traders.
Fantastic. So as you say, toptrader.com. If you feel that you have some great trading ideas.
Or if you just want to find out more about how it works, it's all on the website.
Super. Thank you very much for your time, Tony.
Thanks
all the best to you.